Good evening, and you are most welcome to this week's episode of Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Aisling O'Rourke, and I hope you've had a great start to your week and a nice weekend. And I can't believe it, but we are actually in December. We have a cracker of a show lined up for you this evening. Pun not intended, my apologies. We will be joined by Yvonne Carty of Hey Pesto to talk to us about shopping for the Christmas period and how do we plan it all out so that we're not left with loads of leftovers and wasted foods, because obviously food waste is a massive issue. And we'll also be talking to Colin O'Byrne from Voice Ireland again. Do you remember a while ago we did a piece about the deposit return scheme? Well, the government made an announcement in or around that a little bit earlier last week, so I wanted to check in with Colin to see what he makes of the government's take on the plans. But first things first, as I said, it is Christmas season and already people around me have been going a bit nuts, and some people I know have even got their Christmas shopping sorted already, and I've no idea how people are that organised this early in the month. But you know what? Fair play to you. We thought we'd take a look at producers of crafts and different items here in the Midlands, because, you know, part of being sustainable and part of trying to make an effort in terms of the environment is supporting local companies, local business people, local craftspeople, cutting down on the air miles involved, trying to find products and items that are made here in the Midlands. And Chloe Farrell, Let's Go Green, a team member, has been out and about checking in on the selection. And I think, Chloe, it's fair to say we've been pleasantly surprised.
Oh, we're incredibly lucky with all the talent in the Midlands. Like, I didn't expect there to be nearly as many options, but we're just spoiled for choice.
So we took a look and we put a call out through, and we must say a big thank you to each of the people involved in the local enterprise offices in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. They put the call out on Let's Go Green's behalf to producers here in the Midlands to get in contact with us. And some have even, Chloe, given us a few treats to give away on the show tonight. But we get to that in one moment's time. So who's up first, Chloe? Who have you been speaking to?
So first I was speaking to Claire in Handmade Design Studio. So lovely local company. She specialises in jewellery, ceramics, soaps, candles, and that's only a small selection of what she has.
So a multi-talented maker there.
Definitely.
And she's from the Midlands. She operates here in the Midlands, and she gave us a little bit of a chat about her business, did she?
She did.
Everything that I sell is designed and handmade in Ireland, and as well as this, I upcycle furniture, basically hand-painted furniture that has been pre-loved. Now, I'm an interior designer, and I have always wanted to open my own shop. So it was kind of a dream, and about 10 years ago, I decided to do it. So and from day one, my concept was that every piece that I was going to sell had to be designed and handmade in Ireland.
Well, sincere thanks to Claire for being the first item on our show tonight. Now, Chloe, as we said, we were inundated with a variety of products that are made here in the Midlands. And I know you were particularly taken by the jewellery that came across our desks this week.
Yes, definitely. We have some lovely jewellery from Miriam Wade. So I'm just looking at a gorgeous necklace now. It's silver and it's just, I can't even describe it. It's just, it's gorgeous. But there's also a lovely lapel pin. So it's gold with a lovely music note on it. And again, it's only a tiny selection of what she has to offer.
And Miriam has been chatting to you about her business and how she's been getting on with it.
Yes, and the work that's involved in making jewellery,
which I'm sure is a very skilled operation altogether. Let's have a listen and see what Miriam had to say to Chloe.
Each piece of my retail range is casted from a master piece that I have made by hand, and they're casted and made casted from moulds. So I get in these casted items, shall we say, and I hand clean them, hand file them, hand polish them, assemble them onto the chains or bracelets, or make the hooks for earrings, and then do the final clean and polish for them as well. So there's a lot of different steps involved in the making of a piece of jewellery.
Well, that was Miriam Wade. And of course, Chloe, that lapel pin, that's under, is it Millet Wade is the company?
Millet Wade, yes.
Millet Wade is the lapel pin. I have to say, I'm particularly taken by the lapel pin. A pin, I think if you have a man in your life who loves to get dressed up, it might be an ideal Christmas present. So where else in the Midlands are we going to next, Chloe?
So next we're going to Dolores Keaveney. So she has given us some gorgeous children's books. The name's Huey the Apple Tree, Huey Meets the Red Fox, If I Were a Bee, I'd Dance on a Sunflower, and The Little Sunflower Seed. And just the illustration on them is gorgeous. And she makes them all herself. She does everything herself with them.
And like, to see these guys, like, these are stunning. Now, I love buying the Little People in My Life books every Christmas. I make a big habit of doing it because I think reading is such an important thing to do with children, regardless of their age. But these are really special. So let's hear what Dolores had to say when she was chatting to Chloe a little bit earlier.
I decided I wanted to learn about bees, and I went to my local big house called Belvedere, and I was learning how to keep bees. I was going to keep a beehive. And one night I woke with a poem in my head. I wrote it down, and I'm an artist. I had been painting pictures. And I put the poem beside one of the flowers, and suddenly I had the makings of a book. And it was called If I Were a Bee, because my very first book, and that's how I started. My neighbour encouraged me, and I went ahead, and it's been all go ever since.
And that was Dolores Keaveney, author and illustrator, chatting to Chloe Farrell there about her selection of children's books, which she has sent in to us for this feature of Christmas gifts made here in the Midlands on Let's Go Green this week. Now, Chloe, we also got in some tasty treats as well, I believe.
Yes, so Rose Green with the lovely Four Hands food, she sent us some white sauerkraut with turmeric and fermented chili jam. Now, I've never heard of any of these, but they're gorgeous.
I know that turmeric is supposed to be very good, and very good if you want to prevent any kind of inflammation or aging. Well, at least somebody told me that, and I put turmeric in everything now as a result. Maybe it's complete and utter nonsense, but hey. But they are beautiful, and the chili jam has me intrigued. I'm sure it would be very tasty altogether. How did you get on with your chat? What's the maker's name there again?
Rose Green.
Rose Green. Rose, my apologies. I lost track of your name there for a second. So you were chatting to Rose, and did she tell you about her company?
She did indeed.
We strive to produce nourishing foods that really benefit your body and your mind. Organic produce is at the heart of what we do. Our main products are naturally fermented foods, which are full of probiotics. Some of our products include kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles, chili jam, and vinegar. And we also have a range of fresh whole foods using sprouted pulses. We love to use fermentation and sprouting as they amplify both the nutrition and the flavour of the produce.
Now we're short on time, but we've got a few more lovely gifts that we have to go through. So first things first, now if anybody who knows me knows, because I'm a Christmas baby, I love this time of year and I go nuts when it comes to decorating my house. Talk to us, Chloe, about these beautiful decorations that have been sent in to us.
So Eddie Byrne has sent us this gorgeous Christmas tree ornament. It's of a little soldier man, the normal ones you see around Christmas, but it's just made out of glass, also in the Midlands, and it's just gorgeous. Also came with a lovely necklace. The colours in it are gorgeous, but my favourite feature was the little hug token, also made of glass, but it just held the whole parcel together.
Now, I know we're giving these away to listeners a little bit later on the show this evening, but I'm rather sad to see the little soldier go because it's just so gorgeous. But let's hear what Eddie had to say when he was chatting to Chloe earlier.
I make fused glass, which is basically the process of cutting different shapes of sheeted glass and then laying them in a kiln so they melt together and they can form into either pieces of jewellery, decorations, bowls, things for the house, basically, and jewellery for necklaces or earrings and stuff like that.
And Chloe, we also got in some artwork as well.
Yes, so Rosemary Langtree sent us a gorgeous print of one of her paintings. So she specialises in paintings for the bog. That's where she gets all her inspiration. And just the talent is crazy. Like the colours even coming out of the picture is just, it's gorgeous.
Let's hear what Rosemary had to say.
I've painted, as I call fine art paintings in the very beginning, which would be realistic paintings using acrylic and oils. But then I've started using encaustic, which is a wax-based medium, and I paint with hot wax, really, is what I paint with at the moment. And also my latest or newest work would be kind of work that would be buried in the bog, that would be kind of, I love to respond to marks by nature and that kind of stuff. So there would be peat, recycle objects and stuff like that on them.
Rosemary Langtree is, of course, a famous encaustic artist from the Midlands here. And as Chloe said, she has given us one of her prints, which, like, once again, I'm jealous of whoever's going to win this stuff because it's really, really lovely altogether. Now, we also got a beautiful gift box in from Jennifer Doyle in Milby. Now, unfortunately, Jennifer wasn't able to speak to us this week, Chloe, because she's very busy at Gifted in the RDS. So it's wonderful to see Midlands producers featured in the massive show that is Gifted in the RDS. But Jennifer, Chloe, talk us through what Jennifer has given us to give away to our listeners tonight.
So I just have to say, the packaging alone is gorgeous. Like the way it's all presented, I was delighted with. But what she sent us was a bread wrap, beeswax candles, a soothing multi-purpose balm with lavender and a beeswax candle.
And I have to say, listeners, I love Milby products. I use the balm myself every night on my toes and it's particularly relaxing. So if you're in need of any of these gifts, we keep an eye on our social media pages. We will be posting pictures of these lovely things. And as Chloe says, the packaging is particularly good on the Milby products. But of course now, many of us, we might not have two-legged babies, but many of us have four-legged babies. And we're here in Midlands 103, we're definitely dog people. And Leonard Green was particularly generous with his donation to our prize fund tonight, wasn't he, Chloe?
Definitely. He sent us some dental dog treats and some anti-worm dog treats. But the fascinating thing with them is that they're made from Irish grass-fed beef, and there's seaweed and pepper and dandelions. It just sounds like such a crazy mix, but the dogs love them.
And if you don't believe us here, folks, we did get my Jack Russell into Midlands 103 HQ here in Tullamore and put her through her paces. And it's fair to say, Chloe, she really did gobble them down.
She definitely gave the paw of approval.
And take a look at our social media tonight and you will see Juno's verdict on tonic treats. Leonard had a chat with you earlier, didn't he?
He did indeed.
Quite unique, very high quality functional treats. Health functional treats. So they can buy them direct from tonictreat.com or they can buy the true retail pure meat snack. So they're a very high quality grass-fed beef with Irish seaweeds and herbs are the ingredients. It's all good. It's all good. If it doesn't bring a benefit to the dog, then it doesn't go into my treats.
Well, Chloe Farrell, thank you so much for checking in with all of these producers from right around the Midlands. We had such good crack getting all these lovely gifts in to give away. And we want to hear from you tonight. So if you want to win one or all, depending on how it works out, of these absolutely fabulous gifts made right here in the Midlands. And remember, you don't have to keep them for yourself. You could give them to others for Christmas presents, or maybe you just decided that it's a present for yourself and we will not judge you. So get in contact with us here by text or by WhatsApp on 083 3010 103 and tell us why you should win this massive hamper of gifts produced right here in the Midlands. Before I let Chloe go, we did also check in with a sustainable shop here in the Midlands for some tips and tricks on how to be a bit more sustainable in our Christmas gifting practices. Talk us through it, Chloe.
Yeah, so I spoke to Evelyn Fitzpatrick of the Refill Mill in Mullingar, which is a great sustainable shop, and she just had all the knowledge, lovely tips of what you can get not just in her shop, but just ways that people can be more sustainable at Christmas while still giving good, useful presents?
Well, I think the main thing is to buy from small Irish brands if possible. We've got loads of lovely kind of practical gifts that you can buy. Everything from reusable beeswax wraps. We've got reusable coffee cups that are insulated and keep drinks really nice and hot. Lots of handmade Irish soaps and skincare products. And then we're doing little gift boxes with loads and loads of Irish goodies, like chocolate and truffles and some local honey, loads of little things like that, where you're supporting loads of small businesses with one little box. Just in general, to try and use recycled materials when wrapping presents. It's really nice to buy gifts, like experience gifts. If you can recommend a class or some sort of an adventure for a loved one to go to, they're always really, really nice gifts and something that you're friends and family will appreciate.
Well, Chloe Farrell of Midlands 103, thank you so much for your time. And again, if you want to win any or all of these prizes tonight, text us or WhatsApp us on 083 3010 103. That's 083 3010 103. And tell us why you should win this selection of Christmas gifts made right here across Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. You're listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. And this evening we are joined by Yvonne Carty of Hey Pesto. Yvonne, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Aisling. Thank you for having me.
Now, we're talking about efforts we can make now to stop us creating food waste this festive season. And I know we've talked about it. It's a good while ago now, mm-hmm. in fairness, that we've talked about it, Yvonne. But like, we know it, we're in like a cost of living crisis. We know that people are really at the pin in their collars at the moment. Like our bank balances are getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're wasting, according to the experts, about €1,000 in food waste each and every year. And this tends to be a big time of year for it. So we're in effectively the first week of December. What could we be doing now to try and prevent us going a bit overboard this festive season, do you think?
Well, you're going to laugh. I know you'll give out to me for the first one. Is to make a list. Make a list of what you need. Make a list of who you're going to have for Christmas. Are you going to cook Christmas dinner? I mean, if you're going to somebody else's house for Christmas dinner, you don't need to buy, and we all do it, you don't need to buy all the Christmas dinner stuff.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of it because...
But Yvonne, what if the mood takes us?
Then you can go out and buy it on Christmas Eve. It'll all be reduced because they'll be selling it off.
Good point. And actually, I've been there in the supermarket late on Christmas Eve, panic searching for something I'd forgotten to buy, noticing the shop workers going around putting discounted prices on things, going, oh, this is something I was missing.
Yeah. Everything is reduced down. Now, I'm not suggesting for 1 minute if you're hosting Christmas that you wait till Christmas Eve.
No, that just wouldn't be practical.
No.
No.
But if you make a list, do things like what we were saying, like use up what's in your freezer at the moment so that you have space in your freezer. The other thing I would say, and I was thinking about it, I was looking at the shops and I'm guilty of it. I'm totally guilty of it. I mean, I'm not cooking Christmas dinner, but I'm still panicking what I won't have for, you know. And I think the last few years have put us on guard that we want to have a stock anyway. But look at all the special offers that are on in all the supermarkets at the moment. I mean, the boxes of sweets for 2 for €8 or whatever. I mean, do you really need to buy them? Like, if you need something, buy it. But otherwise, and I know I'm speaking from experience, you find things in February that you bought for Christmas and you're going, oh, look at the date on that. That's out of date. And that's it. So I'd say be careful. Before you even go shopping, check your store cupboard or check your press, see what's in it, see what tins are in it, see what you can use. Again, use it up to make space. And I can't emphasise enough a list. But
well,
things,
it is the season. So just like the man in red, you're saying for food, we need to make a list and check it twice.
Yes, exactly.
And then not get influenced by so-called deals when we go in the doors
of
the supermarket.
When you go into the supermarket with your list, you stick to the list.
Would it be wise if there were small people in your life to perhaps find somebody to mind them?
I would definitely recommend
and
that.
And not bring them into the supermarket?
No, no,
yeah.
No. Or maybe if, to be sexist, maybe don't bring your husband or your wife. You know, maybe just go on your own.
Yeah, I think, and that's a good point. I find if I'm shopping with somebody else, I end up enjoying the chat.
Yeah.
And maybe not being as focused on the task at hand. And then, sure, I'll just add this and I'll add this. And then you get to the checkout and you're going, how much?
Yeah, exactly. The other thing I would say on that is, and I'm going, I know I said avoid or beware of special offers, but use your cards wisely. I mean, use your Lidl Plus, your Dunnes Stores card, your Tesco Club card. Use all those super value, the rewards, you know, and time your shopping so that you get your €10 off 50, or you go in and you bring, make sure you bring your club card if you're going to Tesco, because I went in yesterday, I couldn't get over it. It's amazing savings if you produce your club card.
And like, okay, there are plenty of supermarkets out there, but I like using in Tesco's that scan as you shop, because that little gadget, and it's very, very easy to get set up on it. It's not complicated. They will help you do it in the shop. But that little, the handheld gadget that you scan as you go around, it's totting it up as you go. So if you are a bit concerned that maybe you only have €50 on the card or in the wallet, at least you know you can, and you can take things off that if you're getting a bit too close to the limit as well. So like, you know, and no one needs to know. You
no,
can do
it's
that
great.
Very discreetly.
Yeah, it's great, because I find you get to, if I'm looking at something and I'm going, and I would basically shop for a living, you know, I'm always in the grocery shop, that if I'm trying to get to my €50 so I can get my €10 off it. And even with the phone in my hand, I'm still going, I'm invariably over it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very hard to guesstimate it. So.
And I think, I know Tesco's do the scan as you shop. I think Super Value do, larger Super Values do the scan as you shop. And I would genuinely highly recommend getting
I must
set
try
up
it. I've never
them.
Tried it. I must try that.
No, it's just something about seeing it there in black and white. And, you know, realising, I don't really need those two boxes of biscuits or whatever that might be. So, Yvonne, OK, and I think that you mentioned, and we didn't really talk about it, but the freezer is going to be really useful at this time of year.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of weeks, so eat up what's in the freezer now.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say, and don't get beaten up, like frozen veg are in vogue now. Thanks to Jamie Oliver, we're all allowed to eat frozen vegetables. And frozen vegetables are brilliant because you can portion them and you're cutting down on waste. Because if there's only one or two of you and you just want a few, I was going to say peas, but we all use frozen peas, but like cauliflower or peppers or anything like that, or even onions, you can buy them already. They're really easy to use because they're ready cut. They've been frozen at their peak, so they're good, you know, they're good to go. And rather than that onion that might be languishing in the bottom of your veg basket for 2 weeks or something, you know. So we really, like, everybody has changed. And the perception of frozen veg is so different now. So buy a few bags. Like, you can buy bags of frozen peppers. I think Dunnes have them for €1 or, you know, all the supermarkets have them. And buy them, have them in the freezer, and then you can use them as you need them.
Can I ask you, Yvonne, because I know we spoke about that before, you and I, because we do love talking about food. The frozen spinach. Now, I've bought it and it comes in a roll.
Yeah.
How does one work with that? Because I really made a mess of it.
Now, you can now, they've changed it actually. You can buy them in their little plugs.
Okay.
So you just take out as much as you need. Okay. So you don't have, because before that it was just messy and the spinach was everywhere and you'd be finding bits of it for weeks afterwards.
Yeah.
No, it now comes in little plugs.
Okay.
So they're portion size, so it's great as well.
And if perhaps, and this is a tip I was given by a friend recently, who knows that I enjoy a glass of red on occasion, but I live alone, so of course I never finish the bottle.
No, never. No, no. That's where ice cube trays come in.
Yeah, and I genuinely haven't thought about it. Like, sticking it in the ice cube tray, and then if you're making pasta sauce, just take one out and pop it in, and you've got a lovely depth of flavour.
I had to tell somebody recently that was visiting me not to use the ice, because it was actually venison stock that was in the ice cube tray.
Okay, so perhaps if you're using the ice cube trays, label the ice cube trays.
Oh, it's a good idea, because venison and gin and tonic doesn't go very well.
No, it's I would think that would be an acquired taste.
Yes. Yeah.
And Yvonne, like, when it comes to then, like, I think it's fair to say we can all remember last Christmas and whether or not we were overly ambitious. Like, be realistic
Absolutely.
As to what you're actually going to be in the mood to cook.
Yeah, like that's what, and again, I'm going to put my hand up and say I'm guilty of it because I always over cater, even though I do it for a living. Be prepared, you know, when you've cooked your dinner, if you do over cater, don't leave the turkey sitting out for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Put the turkey in the fridge or even cut it up. I know Christmas Day isn't the way to, but Stephen's morning, get up and cut the turkey or cut the ham. Keep what you're going to need for Stephen's Day or the day after, and then chop the rest up and put it into your freezer.
Okay.
And then you have it for January. You know, in the cold months of January, when the budget is very tight.
As it will be.
And when you open the freezer and you go, oh, look, I can make a quiche or I can make a pasta dish or I can do something because I have ham in the freezer. You could even slice it and take it out for sandwiches in January.
And that's a really good point. Like, if you are a little bit more mindful about food waste this Christmas, you can make the most of the turkey, which it's very hard to finish.
Yeah.
Or the ham that people get. I don't want any more ham sandwiches, mummy. Like, you know, it's just instead of force feeding people ham sandwiches for 6 days in a row, if you just chop it up, right, we're going to eat this today for St. Stephen's Day. We might have a few sandwiches tomorrow. Let's be realistic. By then, we're not going to want any more ham. Stick it in the freezer.
Yeah. The other thing is, again, being realistic. If there's only a small group for Christmas, if you're having three or four or even two, think about, do you really need a turkey? Now, don't any turkey farmers kill me, but you could get a breast of turkey or you can actually buy legs of turkey. You know, you could buy. Don't be looking at me like that.
I just now, I feel like you've offended me. Or I, for some reason, this is really hurting my feelings. There's only two of us in our house and I love doing the turkey, but I can see the logic in what you're saying as much as I hate to admit it.
Yeah, I only ever, like, if there's small groups of us, what I do is I buy either a turkey crown or two turkey breasts and I cook both of them and we have one on Christmas Day and one on Stephen's Day and then there's no waste after that.
One thing my mum I did give in to recently, even though it made the turkey look, well, odd, was she asked the butcher to take the legs off the turkey and then we had lovely soup in January.
Yeah, or you can, what your butcher will do for you is roll and bone the legs as well, bone and roll even, and you can stuff them and serve them as a different dish. Like, I mean, think of, you could put them in and then take them out on New Year's Day. You know, if you're still buying the turkey, just get the legs taken off because they'll cook at different times anyway. I was talking to somebody the other day who's having a large organic chicken rather than the turkey.
Yeah.
You know, it's we all have to think about what we're doing because we're so, I know, and Christmas, and I'm the most Christmassy person going and it's all about tradition. We do have to think with our, as you said, our bank balances aren't managing as well this year as other years.
And listeners won't know, Yvonne Carty and I share a birthday.
Yes.
And we are definitely Christmas babies and we do both love it. But, you know, we do have to think of the environment. And I think it's perhaps easier to think of the environment in terms of food waste this year when our wallets are that bit tighter.
Yeah.
And we can make practical changes like we're discussing here tonight that will help the bank balance and actually take a bit of stress off us this Christmas. People do get very, very worried about it.
They do. And just on that, it's just a Sunday dinner with a bigger bird. Just think about it that way. Like when you're stressing about this, the turkey, you know, because I grew up with, oh, the turkey has to go in at like midnight the night before or it'll never cook or things like that. And the first time I ever cooked Christmas dinner, everything was ready by 11 o'clock in the morning because I thought you had to be up. What was the fuss? But, you know, think of it as it's a Sunday dinner. It's just the bird that's bigger. And give yourself a bit of time to prep stuff in advance. You know, I was listening to somebody and they said, don't wander into the kitchen on Christmas morning with your cookbook going, oh, how do I cook a turkey? Like, a little bit of preparation, or even if you're doing the veg or anything you're trying, you know, chop up your veg the night before, cover them, use your beeswax wraps or use your Tupperware, put them with a little bit of oil in the fridge and then they're ready there for the next day. So you're taking a little bit of pressure off yourself.
And like to add what Yvonne said earlier, like maybe this Christmas is the Christmas to sit down, write a shopping list and then a meal plan for the few days you're off work. And if you are lucky enough to be off work over Christmas, be realistic. Are you going to want to be cooking every single meal? Are you going to be home for every single meal because you might be visiting relatives? So therefore, do you really need to buy all that food?
Mm.
You know, and I'm saying this as somebody who left her home today, very conscious of the fact that there is a packet of tofu and beautiful beetroot hummus still in their containers in the fridge. And I know they taste lovely, but couldn't tell you how long they've been sitting there.
Yeah, that's, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's keeping an eye on stuff. It's, if you're going to get like that, what I'd say to you, Hessian, is have some labels by your fridge and just stick. I know it's very organised and I do it because I have to. Mm-hmm. And I'm guilty as well. I think I bought something the other day for, I bought smoked salmon. I might have smoked salmon when I go home tonight. I bought it for something special. It's,
ooh,
in the fridge.
Nice.
Oh, yes, you know.
Lovely.
But yeah, use what, and if you buy something and like that, you're not going to do it. If it's freezable, freeze it before it reaches the best before date or the use by date. Now, not everything's freezable, but, you know, try.
Okay. And look, you know, we are into the dark evenings. So maybe instead of watching yet another episode of that nonsense show on Netflix or whatever it might be, get a bit of pen and paper out, put a plan in place, and hopefully your wallet and your stress levels will thank you for it this Christmas season. Mm. Well, Yvonne Carty of Hey Pesto, thank you very much for joining us. And of course, if you want to hear more from Yvonne, you can check out
heypesto.ie, or actually I'm much more active on Instagram, so it's at heypesto on Instagram.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
Let's go green this evening. You may recall over the last couple of days, the government made quite a large announcement in or around getting money back for plastic bottles and aluminium cans. And it's a topic we covered here on the show a good while ago now. So to catch us up on what's happened, we're joined once again by Colin O'Byrne of Voice Ireland. Colin, welcome back to Let's Go Green.
Hello, thanks for having me. Thanks a lot. Good, great to talk to you again.
Now, Colin, this announcement from the government and these plans that you were muting the last time we spoke to you, in practice, what does it mean?
So in practice, it doesn't mean much right now. So the launch that happened on Monday at the Department of the Environment, Climate Change and Communications effectively means that producers and retailers, these are the people who bring these bottles and cans into the country and the people who sell them, they now have the opportunity to register with the scheme. They can do that on the re-turn.ie website that has been set up. So that's their opportunity there. In terms of the likes of you and I, you know, engaging with the deposit return scheme, by which I mean paying for like a deposit on our bottles or cans in the shop, that doesn't kick in until February 2024. So we're still, you know, 13, 14 months away from that.
I think in fairness, Colin, that, you know, if this was brought in right now, this second, people might be a bit, you know, going, ah, now here, you know, the cost of living and all of that. But so at least I suppose we've got a bit of time to get our minds around it. But there was concern, exactly, Colin raised about the actual machines and where they're going to be and who's going to pay for them. Like how will it work? Will we have a return machine in every shop across the country?
No, nothing like that at all. That'd be far too onerous in the smaller shops. I mean, first of all, they mightn't have the space for it, let alone anything else. So what I can do is sort of point you to what happens in other countries in Europe that have the scheme up and running the world. So say in Norway, for example. Now, my figures here, I'm just pulling these from the top of my head, they're broadly correct. So let's say 85% of the return spots in Norway, so that's the shops and supermarkets, don't have the reverse vending machines. Okay, so let's say somewhere between 10 and 15% of places do have them. However, that 10 and 15% account for about 90% of the collections. So to put that another way, the returns to the smaller shops are only a smallest fraction of the returns. They tend to go to the bigger supermarkets and the reverse vending machines there. Smaller shops, it'll be a matter of, I think, like collecting them in crates or something like that. And once they feel they have enough or they come to capacity, they'll ring the scheme operator who'll come out and collect them. And also what happens, each can or bottle, each container that a shop takes in, there's a handling fee on it. So it might be, they haven't told us exactly what it is yet. It could be 3 cent or 4 cent, I'm not sure, per container. So it doesn't mean the shops are going to make, they're not going to make a profit on it, but it should cover any costs they have with regard to administration or anything else. But again, just to reiterate, most of the returns will go to the machines, which will only really be in the bigger supermarkets, and that the smaller shops don't have to think about getting them because they don't have the space and they don't really need to.
Now, as a student, I experienced the German version of the deposit return scheme. And I remember with the family that I was living with at the time, we went to, there was, I think it was like a little shed or warehouse next door to the local supermarket. So on a Saturday, you know, the parents loaded up the car with whatever bottles or cans they wanted to return, and they just offloaded them at this warehouse facility next door to the supermarket. They got their docket, and then when they were doing their groceries, handed over the docket and got maybe a euro or two off, or however much the bottles and cans added up to. In practical terms, do you think that's how it's going to work here as well?
Yeah, I think broadly speaking, that's generally how it works, certainly in Germany and other European countries. I think what will happen is people will come up with their own routines, but I wouldn't be surprised if a fairly popular route would be that people have just a box, cardboard box or a crate or something in the boot of the car. They put any bottles and cans they have, empty ones, in there, and when they go shopping, they bring that with them. Same like in your German host family, you dispense with the containers in the supermarket and you get your deposit off the cost off your shop, if that's how you want to proceed.
And like, you know, we are at the time of year where there'll be an awful lot of packaging used in houses, extra packaging. And like, it's the kind of thing that kids could really get involved in. And, you know, maybe like if it's €2 off the grocery, let the child have the €2 as their pocket money. You know, it could be a fun thing for a family to take part in.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm hoping this will spark the entrepreneurial spirit in boys and girls up and down the country, you know, just going around and seeing any bottles and cans they can pick up and bring back to the shops themselves, like our own dedicated litter force, you know, rather than the tidy towns groups going around doing it.
Well, it's how the shopping bag levy, the shopping bag, the plastic bag levies and all of that, like that did work on the basis of primary school kids educating their parents. The smoking ban worked in a similar way. So why not this?
Exactly, yeah. There's nothing like pester power to get parents to, you know, well, to do anything to stop the children annoying them. and if it happens to be for a good cause, all the better, you know. But, yeah, there's a lot of different applications that can happen with this. Like local community groups, GA clubs, these kind of places will be able to register as sort of collection points or charitable collection points. So they can, you can give your bottles and cans to them, and then they can use the deposit to put back into their activities themselves, you know. So it can be a fundraising activity for local clubs as well as anything else.
So a little bit like those, around the country, you'll see the on-post parcel machines, or the parcel motel parcel machines, or whatever they're called. Like, you could have something like that at your local GEA centre. You know, you could set it up and get involved, and as you say, put money back into the community that way. Well, it does seem like a very interesting initiative. I have to say, when it was announced and that this wasn't coming in until 2024, I was ever so slightly disappointed. But I guess it does give the retail sector time to get all of this in place and us used to the idea. So I can understand the logic of it. I have put a request in for Minister Ossian Smith to come on to Let's Go Green in the coming weeks to speak to us about this in greater detail. But for now, Colin O'Byrne of Voice Ireland, thank you very much for returning to the programme once again and talking us through this new deposit return scheme that we're going to have in the not too distant future.
It's my pleasure, Aisling. Remember, it's going to take a little while, but it's worth spending the time to get it right from the beginning. I think that's the key to it all.
Well, Colin, thank you very much for your time. It's Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's show. Don't forget, you can tune in to Let's Go Green on Apple, Spotify and indeed Google Podcasts. Please do like, subscribe and share it with your family and friends. And don't forget to get in contact with us on 083 3010 103 083 3010 103. Send us a text or WhatsApp and tell myself and Chloe why you should be the winner of this bumper selection of gifts made here in the Midlands this festive season. Have a great week, stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week.